I had a question and I had different views for answer. I wanted to check with you.
Okay.
So my initial question was, a bhakta loves God, loves Bhagavan more because of Bhagavata, or loves to read Bhagavata because he loves Bhagavan more? Which one would come first was the question.
First comes only God, because Bhagavata talks about what?
God.
How did you come to know about God?
Bhagavata.
So first, how did you come to know that such and such a shop sells rasagullas? Somebody
told you about
rasagullas. That's why I told you. First thing that comes is jnanechcha.
Correct,
Maharaj.
Yes.
Then only Ichcha Shakti, Jnana Shakti first, Ichcha Shakti second, Kriya Shakti third, then only Bhoga Shakti should come. So, it is through our elders or by studying great lives, whatever it is, in some way we come to know about God and develop some faith. But in the beginning, our mind knew only about the world. So, it only thinks more about the world.
Yeah.
But my discriminative knowledge tells me I should lessen the worldly thoughts and increase godly thoughts. That is called spiritual practice. So that is how study of the Bhagavatam helps me to think, remember and enjoy on the way. So there is no question of suffering. Enjoy from the beginning to the end. And as we move towards Ananda, more and more bliss or less and less bliss. How does it come about, you know? First we think of God as Father. And then we fear God will punish me, beat me up. As our devotion increases, then we convert the same God into Mother. Now we run towards the Mother to be beaten up. You know why?
Mother's beating is less painful.
Absolutely. No, no. She is only pretending to satisfy her husband that I am beating my child. But after that, when the husband goes away, enough, you don't beat him more. So she happily, smilingly takes him into the corner of a kitchen and said, "For you I prepared special dish." So the child knows that mother's beating will end up in
nice dish.
Now you are getting somewhere. So that is there when Swami Premananji was there at Belur Math. When these young people started coming from outside, he would feed them plenty of sweets. And in their ignorance, then they misunderstood that if we join here, every day we will be filled with sweets. And having joined, committed, publicly announced, we are going to become monks, we are not going to this nasty world. Then the moment they joined,
no sweets.
All sweets stopped. Then what happened, you know? He was very strict how they work. And if they do slightest mistake, he will scold them severely. But at noon, the person whom he scolds severely, he will be seated next to him. And all the best goodies, will be transferred to that scolded person's plate. Now they all started committing mistakes knowingly. God is of the nature of prema, of love. Therefore, it is not punishment at all. It is to make us go to Him. Give up this game. You will get more joy if you play with me. That is the truth. Okay.
Sure. Maharaj, related question. How to increase the love of God? It seems as if scriptures could help, but that's not the end. I think it is more of prayer that would help.
We have to pray, please bestow your grace. But at the same time, prayer will not be fruitful like the stupid fellow who never bought a lottery ticket, but going on praying, "Please make me win the lottery ticket." So, they must go together. No spiritual effort is so easy. You have to understand it. Why? Because we are trying to get out of that joy we are getting from worldly happiness. Until we get some higher joy, we are not going to... pull of this happiness will not give us up. It says, "I want happiness. When I get equivalent happiness, like eating a sweet, etc., by repeating the name of God, then I will give up eating sweets. Because what I want is not sweet.
Happiness.
That's why in Bengali, I think I forgot everything. But it is like that, bol hari bol, what is that? The embrace of a very beautiful young woman.
Fish curry.
And the very tasty fish curry, etc. You will get bol hari bol, if you say bol. That means what? So he will be falling down in ecstasy, and then continuous flow of water from the, that is called water of the fish, that is juice of the fish, masala juice of the rasam, fish rasam. And so like that, and then the embrace means union with God. So that is what we need to understand.
Sure. Maharaj.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
All right.
Bhagavan.
Okay.
So in this Taittiriya, second chapter, second section, sixth chapter, we get the very intimate description of creation. And I'm also currently studying the Purusha Sukta, where we also get an intimate description of creation, but from a slightly different perspective. Maybe this is a too open-ended question, but what is a good way of uniting, integrating these two?
It is integrated. Purusha Suktam is the essence of all the Upanishads. Brahman is everything. Everything is Brahman. Sahasra Sirsha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishvatovritva Atyatishtra Dashangulam. So an infinitesimal part of that infinity is appearing like this creation. So above this 10 inches, it is that what is called uncreated aspect of Brahman. It is to indicate the Nirguna Brahman has become Saguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma is only as if the infinite is manifesting as the finite. The same truth we are seeing here in this second chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad is also exactly the same. All the Panchakoshas are also creations only. But the lowest manifestation, more tamas, less awareness, is called Annamaya Kosha. What is called clarity, more of consciousness, and that is called Pranamaya Kosha. So gradually going deeper, subtler, more pervading, until we go beyond even Anandamaya Kosha and become identified completely with Anandam. Same thing. Is a two people describing the same truth in as if two different languages. That's all. The essence is absolutely the same.
Yeah. Thanks. Another question. Is it, you mentioned today, that you've mentioned many times before, that that scripture is just God in a different form. And all us devotees are striving to see God within us. And the same thing is also true for understanding of the scripture. And it seems like Chitta Chuddhi and purity of heart is what... Do these go together? The reason we can't necessarily understand scripture is because we haven't become pure enough, and these mimic each other, this purity and ability to see God and purity and ability to understand the scripture. Is there a relationship there?
Correct. The more pure we are, just like when the mirror is more clean, less dusty, the reflection will be clearer, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, even in our day-to-day life, an object and its knowledge are not separate. This many times I have mentioned, it's a very important point. Suppose you see a tree. The moment you experience that object, what do you say?
It's a tree.
Why did you say it is a tree?
Knowledge.
The object and its counterpart called thought. That thought is called knowledge. And this knowledge works in a very peculiar way. Suppose you have seen a tree and you don't know, or supposing you have seen an object and you don't know what that object is. Even then that knowledge is there. This is an object of which I know nothing. Is that knowledge or not?
It's a knowledge of rupa without
nama. No. It is also knowledge only.
Yeah.
This is known, this is not known. Both are knowledge only. And this is the knowledge that gives us the ability, what am I supposed to do next? How am I going to react? Shall I go near? Shall I run away? All these are decided upon first this knowledge comes. So, knowledge and object are obverse and reverse of the same. That is the point. So, God and what you call, say, for example, Satyam Jnanam Anantam. That is the definition given here. That is the knowledge. And that is called Brahman. So that definition is given, and that book in which a definition is given is called the scripture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Therefore, the scripture is not giving anything to you. It is just like you have seen a tree and you took a photograph and put it, paste it in Google and say, please tell me about this tree.
Yeah.
And it will give you, this is called so and so, and it is poisonous or very sweet, where it grows, how it grows, how long it lives, the whole knowledge it gives, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly the same way, a scripture is trying to give us knowledge about God, of whom we have some knowledge, but not clarify what is called clarity knowledge, clear knowledge. Therefore, an object and its knowledge are inseparable. Okay? So, God and knowledge are inseparable. Therefore, that knowledge is called scripture, that is thoughts about God, which we don't have. So, we have to learn from the scripture, make it our thoughts.